The debut games of the first-ever World Baseball Classic arrived today with a bit of a whimper. The Tokyo Dome, which seats 55,000 people, drew just 16,000 fans to watch Japan whomp China 18-2 before the mercy rule was invoked after the eighth inning. And only about 5,000 people turned up for the Korea-Taiwan game. Korea won that game 2-0. It's just the beginning of competition that will include teams from Australia, Cuba, and South Africa, among others, as well as the United States. And as USA Today baseball writer Jorge Ortiz tells us, it's all about showcasing the globalization of baseball.
They're trying to promote the game in other areas besides the United States and the Caribbean, where it is very popular. You know, China has 1.3 billion people, only about 150,000 of them play baseball. So that would be a great market for baseball to tap. They also have teams from such places as South Africa and the Netherlands, which you don't think about when baseball comes to mind.
But they're in there. I was looking at the roster for the Italian team, and I was finding a lot of players born, Los Angeles, Houston, Norristown, Pennsylvania. Mike Piazza's on their roster. I don't know how many actual Italian-born players are on the Italian team.
Well, only about half, if that, because about 25 from the provisional roster were born in the United States. And a sore subject with the Italian Federation has been some of the comments made in the media here along the lines of all you need to do to qualify to play for the Italian team is order a pizza or something like that, because clearly there are a lot of players who were not born in Italy. But as long as you have Italian ancestry that hasn't renounced Italian citizenship, it doesn't matter how many generations back you go, you could still be eligible for this team.
On the other hand, if you look at the rosters for teams like the Dominican Republic team, the Venezuelan team, Panamanian team, you'll see a lot of names of players born in those countries now playing for the majors but are really excited about going home and playing for their home team.
Absolutely, because those are hotbeds of baseball. The Dominican Republic had about 135 players last year who played Major League Baseball. When I was talking to their general manager, he mentioned that the difficulty for him was that he only has 30 spots, and there were at least 50 players that he could have brought to the tournament.
You're down at spring training talking to some of the U.S. players who either are or aren't going to play in the World Baseball Classic. What are they telling you?
There's been a range of opinions. Some of them are very skeptical, and some of them are very enthused. Johnny Damon is really into it. Ken Griffey Jr., when I spoke to him the other day, I asked him how come he had decided to play, considering how many injuries he has endured. And he said that people are dying to defend our country and to represent our country. You know, he has a chance to represent the country by playing baseball and to maybe climb on the podium the way Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley and Magic Johnson did in the 92 Olympics. And that appealed to him, as opposed to somebody like Barry Bonds, who decided not to play and poo-pooed the tournament. And he said, this is not the Olympics. Who cares?
Well, which are the teams to watch coming up here?
I would say besides the U.S., Cuba, because of the intrigue factor. You know, they have won 3 of the last Olympic gold medals, but we don't really know that much about them. You know, can they measure up to playing professional players? Venezuela and the Dominican Republic are very strong. The Dominican lineup has been diminished by Vladimir Guerrero and Manny Ramirez pulling out, but it's still a very imposing lineup. And seeing all those stars together, Albert Pujols, Miguel Tejada, David Ortiz, that will be fun to watch.
Well, Jorge Ortiz, thanks very much, and have a great time at the games.
Thank you, Melissa.
Jorge Ortiz covers baseball for USA Today. Next week's games of the World Baseball Classic will be played in Phoenix, Orlando, and San Juan.